quarterback, another one that people say, you know, is a possible first-round draft choice, and having to try to keep him somewhat under control?
I'm excited. You know, we've been looking at him. He's a great thrower, not very strong in running. So we'll be focused on collapsing the pocket, you know, putting some pressure on him, make him make some tough decisions really quick. So I'm looking forward to playing against him.
And that's an offensive line with, I think, a couple of guys that are really highly
They got an All-American at guard. I think they got a Remington Award winner at center. And then, you know, all the other guys, you know, surrounding Cavs, those are some pretty tough, big-looking dudes. So, I mean, we're looking forward to it. The D-line's not straying away. We've been game-planning. We've been practicing hard. So I'm looking forward to it.
How excited are you to wear the uniform one more time at A&M? And, you know, in a landscape where a lot of even seniors are deciding not to play, why is it important to you to play in the
bowl? You know, I just answered a question earlier. Some guy was talking about, is it tradition? And, you know, it was not a tradition or a standard, but, I mean, it kind of just went unspoken. I feel like we talked about Christian Kirk playing last year, Miles the year before that. We've had a lot of great guys come through, great players. And the fact that, you know, they come strap it up for one more time, even though they don't have to necessarily, just shows really just the type of character that gets developed, you know, here at A&M. So it's a great deal. It's a great deal. So, you know, me looking to carry it on and go out there and compete in Jacksonville.
How important is it for you to get a bowl win?
I feel like it's very important for every college football player to experience winning a bowl game. So right now I haven't won one yet. So that's what I'm trying to go do, try and go get this win.
Congrats on the Shrine Game invite. What does that mean to you moving forward as you think about life after A&M?
Just opportunity. You know, I got an opportunity on December 31st. The Shrine Game's on January 19th. So only got some more, you know, opportunities to put out some great product, you know, before the draft or, you know, life after, you know. So, you know, it's a very exciting time in my life. I'm enjoying it, you know, but enjoying one day at a time.
Do you know what your grade is or anything?
I haven't really looked too far into it, so, but I'm pretty sure I'll find out soon.
Have you made arrangements of where you're going to train for the combine?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure right now I'm going to be training there's an Exos facility in Dallas, so I'm more than sure I'll be there.
Graduating and walking across the stage, what does that mean for you?
It's big, you know. Like I said, this 12th man. 12th man itself is just phenomenal. You know, you get the ring, you get the degree. The Aggie network is just big time. You know, there's Aggies literally all over the world. So you never know where you'll be, you know, who you'll see, but more than likely there'll be Aggie there. So it's a great deal. You know, it's a big time thing for everybody here to graduate. So I'm looking forward to it.
You mentioned about getting that first bowl win. Does a bowl loss linger with you for a while when you look back?
Absolutely. getting a win, I mean, I haven't experienced it, but I know what losing going into offseason feels like. That leaves a real nasty taste in your mouth for months. So, you know, for these young guys, it'll be we've been stressing the fact of how important it is really not to just finish this season strong, but also how this will carry over into next season. You know, you win, you feel good going into offseason. Everybody's looking forward to just getting better instead of, you know, correcting what we did wrong at the bowl game. So, you know, it'll be big for the young guys coming back, for sure.
Going into your final collegiate game, you think you at any point you're going to get a little bit nostalgic about the way your career has gone? You started off as somebody that, I don't know, what was your backup linebacker?
Yes, sir.
And then you turn into a SEC sack leader and things like that. So it's been kind of a strange ride, hasn't it?
It's been a real roller coaster, and I'm glad I didn't get off or anything. So it's been a really fun ride here these past 4 years for me. Definitely wasn't easy, but I'm glad, you know, I went through what I went through, and I feel like it's helped me, you know, become the man who I am right now. So going into this game, you know, I've just been talking to the younger guys, trying to get their minds right, you know, telling them, like, man, y'all got time, y'all need to be doing this and that. And for me, after this, I'm done with it. You know, this is probably my last night in College Station. Go home for a couple of days, fly to Jacksonville, play this game, and then get the training. So, you know, telling them, you know, it's going to go by quick. You know, you guys are sophomores or freshmen, but it's going to happen quick. So just be ready.
Got any plans for tonight?
For tonight? Pack. I got to pack up, man. I got to pack my stuff and pack as much as I can. So, you know, I'll be comfortable whenever I get out of here.
When you talked about the sour taste in your mouth going into the offseason from a bowl game, is it even that much more important as a senior to get one? Because then it's a taste for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life, absolutely. You know, this will be my last game played, you know, for this school. And, won't be any do-overs. So it's really important, you know, for me to go out here, get this win, you know, get a bowl game win, you know, leave this thing pretty happy, feeling good. So, you know, I carry over into my training and everything else afterwards.